thanks, guys, for coming with. I deeply appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah,
happy to be here.
Love you.
I feel like I'm like 12 years old all over again, like at my old card store, waiting in line to be like, the new set of Pokemon, come and get it.
Oh, God, those were the days, right? Oh, it felt so good. God, it gives me a chubby thinking about it.
Okay, but now we got these masks on. It's so hard to breathe, and it's flipping 98 degrees outside. But
it's okay.
Why'd you guys listen to me? This was a bad idea.
Usually you have good ideas, so.
I just said yes because I wanted to see you guys.
Are we the oldest people here? Is there anyone, like, with their parents that we could be?
No.
No, I think we're the oldest.
That guy looks like
this is weird.
40?
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Might just be balding.
Maybe. What are you guys looking forward to in these pre-kits? Anything exciting? What promo you like? Or
nope.
You know, was
nope.
No, I'm just I like for, it. You'll just pull.
I'm just here for you guys.
Yeah, you're gonna pull hyper rare or something, anyways, and then be like, "Is this good?
What's high score mean?"
I'm looking for I'm looking for that V Mew.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a pretty card. We get a holo version. Japan didn't get it as a holo.
Yeah, so. Suck it, Japan.
Go USA.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor revenge. Yeah.
Well, the lack of Viaplume kind of deters me. So I'm, like I said, I'm here for you guys. Well,
Viaplume sucks, though.
Fuck.
Yeah. But VMAX. Give me the Charizard VMAX. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, good luck.
That's gonna be fine.
Nobody cares about fire. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Hey everyone. I am officially trading all my VMAX Charizard cards. I have 4 to trade.
Get out of the way!
What the fuck? Where are you going?
1 second!
How many are you trading?
Trader!
Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of PokéDads, a beginner TCG podcast about, you guess it, Pokemon cards. I'm your host, PokéDad Rick, and with me today is
PokéDad Aaron.
What's up, guys? Long time no see. I feel like I say that often every other week or so.
Yeah, we got the band back together.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've actually had Scott.
It's always a good time.
Yeah,
long time since Scott's been here.
It's, 3 weeks? How you been? Is life all right? You're doing good?
Yeah. Just adjusting to new things all the time. So it's just, every day is a new day for me. Doesn't matter where you go.
Teenage years, man. They're difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I'm doing okay. Just time off here and there does me some good. Just a lot going on with family and work. So.
Yeah, it's like drinking milk. Does the body good.
That's right.
But guys, we have a pretty eventful episode. Happy Darkness Ablaze Day, even though we're recording on the 11th. It is now Friday, so the 14th. Exciting. I'm super excited for this set. But as any set, I get really excited. So we're going to talk about some key facts of what the set has and what new products are coming out. There's a little bit of news. Pokemon recently released new info and guidance to events. So they're going to be cracking down on some certain things that are going to happen that we'll get to. Darkness Ablaze. We'll talk about what we think the set is going to be like, if it's a good set, and prep you guys for our next week's episode when PokéDad Adam joins the PokéDads for the review set of Darkness Ablaze. So, pretty jam. Hopefully, Scott has a grind for us this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been a hot minute without a grind. And Aaron and I will finish the episode. And Aaron and I will finish this episode. You're killing me here, buddy.
Aaron, get the dick out of your mouth.
So, I'm just saying, I've been stuck with emotional time with Rick in the last, like, two weeks. It's time for some grindy. That's all I'm saying.
And Aaron and I will finish the episode with Internus VMAX. We'll talk about the deck that I built, what we use, what we like about it, and what maybe we could do differently, especially with the POG tournament coming up in 2 weeks. You're going to see this deck a lot and in different variants. So we'll just jump right in there. So today we got Darkness Ablaze. So everyone's going off to buy their booster boxes, their Elite Trainer boxes, or their three blister packs at your local Walmart. Because face it, Target doesn't stock their stuff until a week later. So save you time right now. If you're listening to this in the morning, don't even worry about Target. Get yourself to Walmart. They'll have all the stuff there for you because it's just what they do. But, you know, shop local. That's better, too. Like, we got four packs today to open at the end of the episode because I shop local, and they already got it. They got all the stuff. So what are you doing?
Farm to table.
We got all that. And then the steel collectible box is out today. So it's pretty cool. You get a promo of Zamazenta and a promo Zacian. Yeah. Nothing fancy, and it looks like a few booster boxes. And one thing I wanted to point out, I think there's the True Steel Premium Collection. Oh, no, it's one or the other. I apologize. So there's one Zacian and one Zamazenta, and you get both pins. So you buy one box, you get the pins of both of them. So that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. But yeah, so Darkness Ablaze. What are you guys... You guys excited? Anything that stands out to you?
I would say necessarily there's nothing specifically that I can think of, at least, that really leans towards the type of decks I play. As much as this isn't a super... Like, there's a lot of cool stuff coming out for other decks, stuff like that, but specifically for me, this isn't as a hype of a booster for myself. But I still think there's a lot of... going to be a lot of fun, different kind of variations for different types of decks coming from this. Scott?
I do feel like there's some pretty good supporters coming out in this set. That will work wonders.
Yeah,
like Rose. So what Rose does is you play this, you take two cards from your discard pile of energy and attach them to your Pokemon in any way you want, but then you have to discard your hand when you finish.
Yeah, attach up so to two disc energy cards from your discard pile to one of your Pokemon VMAX. If you attach any energy cards in this way, discard your hand. Which, yes, that would definitely work with Roller Boom and having to discard more consistently. So, yes, that could be. But you do discard your hand. So that is the, it's kind of a, you got to be low on cards to make it even worth using.
No, for sure. There's just, you got to keep your eye out on things. The goodness, though, we get more special energies, and I know one special energy Scott was very excited about for this set, so.
And the leaf energy,
and it's heat energy.
I don't get to be excited about, like,
no,
I don't
know leaf yet.
I don't get excited about the energy cards. I get shafted everywhere.
It's okay. You're okay. Yeah. is it my turn? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
In terms of just like the visual appeal, I'm excited about that Mew. But for me, I've always been a big fan of Mew. So anytime I get more Mews in any setting, regardless of how worthless it is, you know, I'm in. So I don't think this Mew does anything for me in terms of using it in the deck, but it's not bad.
My kid is going to want one of those like no other. Mewtwo or his guys.
You know, its attacks does 30 damage for each energy attached to both active Pokemon. So, Mew, I mean, you just throw a bunch of psychic energies on there. You put 3 or 4 on there. If your opponent has 3 or 4 on there, you're at 8. 8 times 30 is 240. It's still kind of low, but, I mean, it does something. Who knows, right? But, yeah, it doesn't really do much else for me.
No, but it is it's a high collector card, just like the Charizard. The Charizard is not that good. Like deck worthy wise, but it's a huge collector, and Mew is pretty up there in collection too. One of the other supporter cards that I'm really interested in is Piers. It's search your deck for an energy card and a dark Pokemon, reveal them and put them in your hand, then shuffle your deck. So the ability to grab an energy and a dark Pokemon for Exterminatus is, you know, that's pretty good. You get one energy and then whatever Pokemon you're trying to fill up that 8 bench with Eterna's ability. So you always got that going for it.
I'll probably talk about this once we get to the actual Terminus that I kind of play, but I don't know if this card is actually necessarily needed in the Eterna's deck, but we'll get more into that later. So
yeah, for sure. And then not to like go too deep into the set because that's what we'll be doing next week. But outside of Crobat, though, I feel like Crobat would be a huge plus into Rillaboom. Since you don't usually play the Dendes because you're discarding your cards and you pretty much need every card you need in that deck. Running the Crobat and drawing until you have six cards, it's definitely going to give that deck a boost. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then Turbo Patch. That's going to be fun. Scott, I think if we're going more Turbo Zacian for you, this is definitely a wonderful card to have due to the fact that you can't use it on a GX Pokemon. You can only use it on V and EX. Flip a coin. If heads, attach a basic energy card from your discard pile to one of your basic Pokemon that isn't a Pokemon GX. So, you know, you got Metal Saucer, and if you add another, like, Turbo Patch, you get even more ways of getting cards from your discard pile onto your Pokemon. So I find that kind of cool. I also think that it doesn't have to be on your bench like Metal Saucer, so you don't have that little ability hiccup where you're like, oh, I gotta make sure Zacian's on the bench before I use Metal Saucer. Where Turbo Patch, you can use it whenever. You use it on your active Pokemon, use it on your bench Pokemon. I'm really excited. And my God, the secret rare for that card is just gorgeous. It's just flipping gorgeous.
Yeah. You're gorgeous.
Also, side note that, thanks, that Rillaboom gold card would. I don't know. We gotta figure it out, buddy.
It is so pretty.
Question for you, real quick.
Yeah.
One of the cards I was looking into
was
the Salamence. This one I don't know which pronunciation. Salamence. See? Okay. So
I'm gonna go with that. Let's go with that. Sounds great.
I'm digging the VMAX actually on this one. It four colorless energy and what is it, the is it max wing for 240 damage? And the V card isn't terrible either. I think this could be a pretty good, like, keep it on your bench, throw some shit on there, you know, before you kind of evolve up into the VMAX. I don't know. I like the Sonic Double move. Actually, that's what kind of does it for me. One colorless. This attack does 40 damage to two of your opponent's Pokemon. And so if you use Max Wings for 240, you can't use it again the next turn. But the next turn, you can use Sonic Double and do 40 damage to two of your opponent's Pokemon. I think that's a pretty solid move, to be honest with you.
I know there's some hype on that card for sure, especially with the back and forth. One, it's colorless, so there's so many different engines right now. Like, it could work really well in, I'm going to say it, but Welder, so you're able to pop that off by turn two.
Yeah.
And when it comes to that, you know, the description where you can't attack your next turn, well, there's ways around it. There's switches, there's retreat. There's so many things you could do to be able to pull that attack off again the next turn, or even have two of them. But yeah, that's definitely something we'll definitely get into in the future, Scott, of what will make this deck a fun deck.
Yeah.
And Salamence.
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 I'm a fan of the fact that after two attacks, even in its V form, you can wipe out the Dende and a lot of those 60 HP Pokemon that sit on the bench. So I think it could be really interesting to see.
Yeah.
That's true. I think it's a dope card. I wouldn't mind throwing it in there somewhere.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I would love to figure that out. That'd be fun. I've been so focused on the popular ones like Vikavolt, Externatus, and Adam's gonna be mad at me. What is it called? The centipede
one. Yes, I know.
Skeletorch.
Centiscorch.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So you're looking at the big three right there.
Yeah.
So Aaron, how are things? How was your week?
My week?
You're doing pretty good?
Yeah, I'm doing better. I don't know if you announced it on the last podcast or not, but I lost my grandma. She just passed. Lady was the strongest person I have ever known. She technically died and then didn't die. She's had stage 4 lung cancer for 5 years. We knew she was going to pass at some point. But even so, she almost passed on my brother's birthday in the morning, and it's kind of a good laugh at it because in the morning, this is sad, but it gets to the amusing part pretty quick. My Aunt Melissa came out checking on my grandma, and she wasn't breathing. And she's sad. So she tells my dad, and my dad goes into the and goes, "Mom!" And you just hear her take a deep breath and go, "What?" And she just couldn't help but just like hold on for just as long as she freaking could. She fought till the very end. The last thing she said to my brother was that he's over the hill. Which I thought is a great...
As in Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking over the hill. He used to be a young buck.
So yeah, that was the last thing that my grandma said to him. So I had a great conversation with her too. Other than that, I did end up building a new computer. It's very green. I like it. I'm excited about it. But other than that, I mean, everything else has been good. Busy doing the standard stuff.
I just want to say something about your grandma real quick.
Yeah.
I only met her, that one time at your wedding?
At the wedding, yeah.
This woman took a torrential rain shower to the face. Like, she took poles to the face and the side of the fabric of the tent to the face. And she stood up like a G and said, "Yeah, fuck you. I don't care, Mother Nature. Suck it." You know, so that's my best memory of her, and that I will never forget her. Rest in peace, man, for sure.
There's that, and then she drank so much rum chata, and we got in trouble for it.
That's good shit right there.
Oh, that was so good.
Sure, man.
If any of you don't know what that is, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch alcohol.
No, you gotta have the rum chata with the Fireball. That's your Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You can just use cream soda if you want to add fireball.
Don't listen to Aaron. He drinks dragon's milk, IPAs, and fucking meads all day.
It's a stout?
Yeah, whatever, man. All right. Whatever. Fucking honey mead drinking motherfucker.
I like it. So kind of a slow news week this week, but there was one news that got everyone going crazy. YouTube sensation, I'm going to say sensation because it's real Breaking Nate. Anything that guy does is gold. He recently posted a video last week near, I think it was Thursday, saying he was just at Walmart minding his own business, and behold, there were Elite Trainer boxes of Pokemon Evolutions, the set from 2016. Holy. And everyone would be like, "Oh yeah, Evolutions. Everyone's so sick of Evolution boxes. I mean packs." But he's like, "Listen, they're here at Walmart for $29.99. Currently on eBay, sealed will cost you anywhere between $80 to $100. So that you just go there. Go check your Walmarts." And they were there. I checked three of them. And luckily, I picked one up. And then I might have bought it for someone's birthday. So we got that. And it's true. I don't know if they're still there because they were sold out everywhere. I kept looking, and I was like, "God dang it, Nate! You caused all this hype, and now I don't know what I'm trying to say. No one can get this."
Dude, I saw some of those at GameStop 3 weeks ago, and I didn't pick one up because I'm like, "What the fuck is this going to be worth? Like, why do I have this? Damn, fuck me."
Yeah. Well, like, what it is now is because Evolutions has just started to gain more steam over the past few months because of, one, COVID, and then everyone's starting to collect more. And it's like, oh, I can get old cards from that set. So finally, after, 4 years, the set finally sold out of print. And then now everyone is trying to get it again. And then, like, the booster boxes are now up into, like, 120, where you could have got a booster box, no joke, probably $85 like 4 months ago because no one wanted it.
I don't want to hear that. It's disappointing. The reason that shit's so disappointing is because that's how we got back into the Pokemon TCG, you know. And it was so quick. Like, it was gone. Like, remember when we bought this shit? We're like, "We're going to play every week and we're going to do a thing." And then we didn't do it again, and then it was just done. And now it's back, I guess. I'm so confused.
Yeah. It's get this. I honestly wanted to buy like 8 of them and keep 2 sealed, like just to have the set, and then just try to pull that Charizard, the Mega Charizard full art, and it just be happy. It just be like, yes,
and then,
yes.
We never see him again after Shannon murders him.
It'll go towards Finn's college.
Yeah, that's on our sale.
So will the life insurance.
It will. Also that's true. What.
Oh my god. Still on the rails.
So, yeah. So, other news is that Pokemon TCGO had a new update that came out on Tuesday, today, but you know, it's Friday. You know how this works. And there was a thing in the description talking about Pokemon tournaments and how the tournaments work. Is that now there's going to be something else than tickets. You know how everyone had to have tickets to use a tournament? There's going to be some kind of keys to use for the next tournaments when Pokemon has their own official Players' Cup. So that's interesting. But the update kind of has sucked. For some reason, no one has been able to play on Tuesday. They would get to 90% and it would just freeze. So hopefully, 3 days later, that is fixed. If anyone is playing now, well, you know, good for you. I'm super happy. But it's good to see that Pokemon is at that point right now that there's enough traffic to be like, well, now TCGO isn't working. Mm-hmm. So that's good. I like it. I appreciate it. Go Pokemon fans. And I like to think Pokedads is a small reason because, you know, we're so cool.
It's a big reason. Like,
you know, Pokedads play Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely... We definitely should play Pokemon, too. And outside of that, to get into the last piece of news, Pokemon released new rules when it comes to playing Pokemon and how things work. So they just did a little, like, tweak, especially for bullying. So there's all these things that are going on when it comes to playing the TCGO tournaments and real-life tournaments that if you are caught... Any misconduct, like say you lost a match, right? And then you just say weak deck or like trash deck, and that was on Pokemon TCGO. Pokemon will now actively make sure they will go to you and they will put some kind of penalty towards you for being a sore loser.
Damn!
So you got that going on.
I feel like that should be my grind this week.
I'm in favor of not insulting someone or raging at someone while playing a game, so I'm good with just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. In real-life tournaments, if stuff like that happens, it can lead to a warning and up to 2 prizes taken away from you. So there's going to be, you know, pay for that too when you're trying to keep a community as fun as possible. Positive. So I'm really looking forward to that. Whenever live tournaments ever happen again.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But
that might be my next grind. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what's going on next week.
Jesus, I think I got one. Thanks.
We had 2 in a row.
Holy cow.
It'll be interesting. Hopefully there's nothing like, two months ago, with the poor...
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's his name? What was it? What was his name?
Don't put me on the spot.
Coochie baby?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Coochie baby. Yeah. It was Coochie baby, yes.
Yeah. No, not the one that gave Coochie baby trouble, but he's probably one of the reasons why this happened.
That's fair, yeah.
So you got that for it. All right. I'm so excited. Scott, are you excited? I'm so excited.
I'm pretty bonered up, man.
Okay. Oh, hopefully I don't mess this up. Cue the music!
Grinds my gears.
Oh! All right, here we go. So a few weeks ago, I teased that I wanted to talk about the new expansion for Sword and Shield, the video game. And so I finally am back on the podcast, and I'm finally here to talk about it. And God, do I dare say it's a piece of garbage? I'm not sure. Like, a lot of people out there are going to disagree with this. But I really want you to do me a favor. I want you to You know, sit down on something comfortable, bend over, put your head on like a pillow, and just pull that nonsense out of your ass, okay? Just get it out of your ass, because it doesn't belong there, okay? You're too stuck up if that's what you think. This expansion had so much potential. Pokemon, Nintendo, everyone, like, they were so much opportunity to do this right. It's not like Nintendo's new to the game. They've been making games, like, fucking the longest, besides, like, Atari and all that other shit. And that's before my time, so I apologize if you're older and you can name other things. Fuck off. The point is, Nintendo is such a powerhouse. I'm sorry that they're new to making expansions for anything, let alone one of their namesakes, one of their franchise, like, gaming capabilities. And so this first expansion for a Pokemon game, which shouldn't be new, right, was they took old Pokemon that were not included in the original game, and they put it in this, which I was, like, fine with. Okay, sure, that's okay. Gotta make your money a little bit somehow. You gotta get people interested in buying the expansion. I'm okay with that. Price of the expansion, I bought the season pass, I think, for $30, so you get both expansions. I think it was $30, so it's $15 a piece, right? Not bad, but that's a half of a full game, which I'm going to get into is not worth it. If you've played the game, the expansion is basically just an extension of the wild zone, the wild area in the Sword and Shield game, which to its credit, was one of my favorite parts. I did so much farming and grinding in the wild area in the Sword and Shield game that I, like, the hours spent there were fantastic, but they went so quick. That was one of my favorite parts of the game. Unfortunately, the creators thought that we're going to just make that entire expansion. The trainers you had to battle were not bad. They were not hard. They were not challenging, because by the time you do it, you are already level 60, 70, maybe 80 or more. And everyone's pretty much capped level 60 around that. All of the wild area Pokemon that you can get in the expansion are level 60. They don't help you if you've already got end game content going on. If anything, they're 10 to 15 levels below where you're already at. So they don't do a damn thing for you if you want to do Battle Tower, or if you want to just fuck around with strong Pokemon. So the best part, in my opinion, outside of it being the wild area, is getting the legendaries, right? So what do we have? The Kubfu.
You have the bear.
And Kubfu evolves into the two forms of the bear, depending on which tower you go to. So, honestly, outside of that, I didn't really have the substance. I'm very disappointed with this expansion. It was something I was looking forward to for a very long time, and it's very frustrating. I feel like they tried to feel like they could just pull the wool over all of us. And everyone that bought it, as optimistic as you want to be, you have to sit down and think about truly how hard we got fucked with this. This is disappointing at best for true video game fans of Pokemon. Very disappointing. And I just, yeah, my grind right now is just the fact that I don't even have a replayability for the expansion. Unless you go to it early, but you have to be very calculated when you go. It's always 60. They're always at 60. Doesn't matter when you go. Everything is level 60. So, just very frustrating. And, yeah, I'm hoping that the next expansion, you know, brings with it a little bit more variance and a little bit more ability and playability. So, you guys, what's your take if you know anything really about it?
I have not looked at it at all, so I don't really have an opinion on it. Based off, at least from what you're saying, I would probably agree with you that I probably wouldn't have been happy spending $15 for some extra Pokemon and no real additional content.
Going back to what you said, $30 is half, you know, half of a game. You got a quarter of the game. You get the other half this fall.
It's fucking.
And to.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Yeah. No. You're fine. So, from a story standpoint, I can see why you could be frustrated. It's 100% frustrating. If they're trying to tell you, like, here's a new side quest or there's a little bit more story, but it's not. You're just at an island. And is there any story at all? Like,
yeah.
Is there just a little, like, to know the new legend Pokemon?
Correct. There is a story, and it's probably depending on what you're doing. If you just stick to the story, you could probably do 5 hours or less. Or less, to be honest with you. And when I say or less, oops, there goes some bottles. it's just Ciroc, don't worry. When I mean or less, though, if you're vigilantly sticking with the storyline, yeah, maybe 2.5 hours. And speedrunners could probably do less than an hour, to be honest with you. So, and there are a lot of just fetch quest style shit that just doesn't feel like there's any substance. You don't get to know the main antagonists in this part of the game. They're almost like a comical relief. It almost like looks like a Monty Python type of thing. It's not really great compared to the actual game. Like the flow is just kind of lackluster, and it seems like it's just very devoid compared to the game itself. The game that you had just played for hours and days, and you're raiding and you're killing it, and you go to this expansion, it's like, huh? Why am I actually here to get a few different Pokemon? Okay.
You got to take it as whatever they're gonna do with the next one, which I'm blanking on the name.
I don't know why I am too.
It's like Thunder or something.
yeah.
Anywho, it did give you more Pokemon, and for the VGC side of things, people were super, super happy about their... I don't know exactly. I'm not a huge VCG guy, but I do know there were 4 Pokemon that was in part of the expansion that got everyone super, super excited, super pumped, and that for the competitive scene, it just gave people more choices to build a team than what they had previously with Sword and Shield, the game without the expansion.
Crown Tundra.
Boom. Nailed it. There we go. I was like, I felt like there was some kind of thunder. But yeah, I'm sorry about that. Guy who has not played a single second of Sword and Shield, I would be bummed out too. So
it is disappointing. It is disappointing. Go ahead. Hours. How many?
I think it was 27 hours.
If I was able
to beat the initial like story.
Yeah.
Something like that. I crushed through it as quickly as I could and then returned it to family.
Return the game because you still run stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I was at my parents on Saturday, and I did a little basement dive because I was like gung-ho to find my old Game Boy so I can play Pokemon Yellow and Pokemon Blue. I tore it up. I went everywhere. I was looking everywhere for it, and I found nothing.
Oh,
dude. And I'm 110% sure that I think my stepbrother might have sold
Mark
it.
Mark Orion.
And it just kind of breaks me. It would be Mark.
Oh,
be
fucking Mark, A, Mark. Sure. Son of a bitch.
So, I remember I just was like, well, this bums me out. Just so like, my life right now is I go to work, Shannon's home because, you know, that's what moms do for 12 weeks or so. And so, I'm alone after 9 p.m. So, she goes to bed. I stay with Finn, so if he's sleeping, if he's doing like certain things, like I have to feed him and stuff. But now I have like all this freedom that I'm not used to having, and it sounds bad saying like freedom, but usually it's I'm true. Like watching TV or communicating with Shannon until 11 to midnight, and then we go to bed. But now I have like 9 to like 1 a.m. because he feeds around midnight 1 a.m. 4 hours.
Yeah.
4 hours, I could do whatever. You know what I've been doing? I've just been playing Pokemon. It's been great. Shout out to Pokemon Adam, just hanging out with me. And he's an hour ahead of me, so by the time I jump on around 9, 10 o'clock, it's already like 11 o'clock his time. And we're just chit-chatting, becoming the best Pokemon masters I can be, and help making this podcast better. So because of this, this is how we're able to get those fun skits that we do in the beginning of episodes now, because I have extra time, and I'm pretty excited. What is this
guy
doing?
Why do you have 2 copies of Pokemon Yellow?
Dude, I have no idea. 2 copies of fucking Silver too.
Why do you have 2 copies of Silver? What the fuck, man? What's this guy right here?
Fucking Crystal.
I didn't play that.
And
one.
Pokemon Pinball.
I still have that shit. Look at that little rumble pack.
Yeah. I literally just cleaned up my office, and I found them in all, along with like all the Yu-Gi-Oh! Like World Championship Game Boy Advance games and shit.
Boo.
I got Zelda.
Oh,
I
nice.
Got the original, I got Final Fantasy.
Boo.
You got all sorts of just stuff.
Do you have a working Game Boy?
I have like 3 working Game Boys.
You should sell one to Rick.
I need to borrow one. You gotta let me play Yellow. No, I just want to borrow it. I don't need it.
So
I just want to play. I don't even know if the...
Why don't you just download the ROM for
they
your phone?
They say it's only...
Yeah, you could just get a ROM.
Say that
get
again?
Get a ROM for your phone and just play it.
Oh, yeah. But... Oh, I have to jailbreak an iPhone.
iPhone.
Yeah,
see?
It's why I have an Android.
It's the whole...
Why Apple One never sponsored us, but this is why it's Android.
Yeah. But, it's the whole having the Game Boy back in my hand. Like, I would like just to play traditionally the way I played it when I was 12.
I have
to. So.
Do you understand that screen is this big?
And it's not even backlit.
I know, buddy.
I have Fire Red or Leaf Green in one of the Game Boys also somewhere. Because the kid was playing it for a while.
Oh, that for Game Boy Advance, right? Yeah. So that was a little bit of treasure diving for me that I came up short. But kudos to you, Aaron, that was nice.
Yeah, I literally just pulled those all out. I had them out early. I'm like, I know exactly where these are at.
Nice. Good grind. That was a good grind. I miss having the grind. The Polkadot Nation misses having the grind.
Yeah. We're gonna meet those numbers pretty soon. You know, I got to do my part with that grind.
Yep. And the important question we have to ask listeners is, which do you prefer? Emotional time with Polkadot Rick or grind your gears with Polkadot Scott?
Get the fuck out of here.
Take a poll. Whoever loses will do
it's gonna be like
3 shots of the others choosing live on Instagram.
I like this. I'm yeah. all in.
Even though we all know. Speaking of Instagram, our account's been banned for a week.
What? How?
So that's been a lot of fun. We were getting like a lot of followers, and I was just following people back, and they said that we were using one of those, like, you're using
a bot
app to get more likes or something. And I was like, no, but they're like, yeah, so your account is blocked until August 11th, which
today
is today, and I still but I still haven't been able to post anything, like anyone or follow anybody or unfollow anybody. I can't do anything. And it kind of buzzed me off because we were getting like all this stuff going, and
respond.
I was like, whatever, stop. And then I'm supposed to get the Polkadot tournament stuff ready, and I can't even post about it right now. Like, I did it on Twitter, but I get crickets on Twitter because I don't know how to work Twitter with our 50 followers.
Nobody understands Twitter. It's fine.
You know what I'm looking forward to is that Polkadot gear. I need a new hat.
I haven't made the mock-ups yet, but I'll get to it.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
It's going to be good. We're going to be good. Yeah.
I need a new snapback.
So, well, I know. An old dad me was like, what are you talking about snapbacks?
All right, everyone that's listening to this, when you have a chance to hear this, please ask yourself truly, do you know what a snapback is? And before I even say anything right now, I'm going to wait 5 seconds. Hold on. Okay, so now that you had a chance to really think about it before someone says anything, a snapback is the term used for a type of hat that has a snap back to secure it to your head. Some hats have Velcro and other hats are fitted, right?
Mm-hmm.
To anyone that's under 30, I guess, you probably know that and you're asking, why the fuck are you talking about this? Well, Polkadot Rick was showing me stuff regarding hats. And I said, okay, that's going to be some cool merch, right? I said, so what about some snapbacks? Oh, he showed me a picture of a Velcroed hat right in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, that's cool, but I'm actually more of a snapback kind of guy. And so he texted me back. He's like, snapback? Or what did he say, like, question mark snapback? Or what's a snapback? And I'm like, oh, no. What? You're only 34.
To be fair, I don't think I can ever recall Rick wearing, like, a normal hat. Ever.
But... in all fairness, Scott sent me a picture, but I had a link to the snapback, like right when he sent it. I was like, no, I know what it is. I'm dumb. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Google.
Oh, God. So that was good. That was Rick's cute moment of the day. I could just squeeze his cheeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think this is a good time to take a break. So let's take a quick break.
All right.
All right.
Hello, kids. Kimi wa mo tappari Pokemon tsukamaeta. Pokemon 150 piki tsukamaeta kimi mo. Mada mada no kimi mo. Pokemon yeru kana ni chousen da. How's your mouth rolling today? Pikachu, Kairu, Yadolan, Vision, Kodak, Kolatta, Zubatto, Gallop, Thunder, Sume no Krake. バウアーからからたまたまからから不思議だね。アーボイーブイウツドンエレブカビゴンカブトサイドンジュゴンポリゴンディグダドードリオゲンガードワスジュアニャッシャワスクサイハナランランラン言えるかな君は言えるかなランランラン言えるかなポケモンの名前。
And welcome back. Hope you had a fun little breather, whatever tune I decided to play during that 30 seconds. I hope you enjoyed it. Welcome. We had some rap in the past. We've had some music. We had Vileplume singing. So, you know, that's what we do here. We want to make sure you have some fun. And my son, Finn, quite enjoyed it, too. He's just cooing. Yeah. So, Aaron, I feel like because it's Darkness Ablaze Day, mm-hmm. and one of the biggest hype decks is Eternatus V. And I have the deck right in front of me, and I would like, let's break it down. Let's discuss what we think about it, and I'll let you know what I thought playing against Adam from Special Conditions last night. It's definitely different for me to play Pikaram.
Yeah,
and as I get everything started, I'm going to...
You've been on Pikaram for so long, I feel like this is definitely a shift from that. So I can see it being a different feel for you.
Yeah, and of course, in the POG tournament, I am going to run Pikaram. I am going to do some tweaks. Definitely add one Crobat to my deck. So I'll have, instead of three Dedennes, I'll have two Dedennes and one Crobat. Off that one slim chance that I play Dedenne, discard my hand, draw six cards, play some cards, and out of the six cards I drew was a Crobat, that I could play Crobat and get whatever I need to do to make sure I get that turn one full blitz. So it's definitely interesting, and I haven't tested that yet because Pokedad Adam and I, we've been testing out all these newer decks just to try to figure out what the meta is going to be like. And I'll tell you, Vikavolt, which we'll talk about in the future, I am scared of that deck. So that's what I got going right now. If I got stuff prepped, we did hang out on Friday night, Pokedad, Aaron, and I. We saw a movie outside with our kids, we saw Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure. And fun fact, my fiance have never seen that movie before.
My wife had not seen it either.
And she left. Oh my goodness! This is why you and me just need to be together.
I had to. I told her I wasn't married until she saw the Goonies. So.
Yeah, you did that. Was it like How I Met Your Mother when Ted? What was her name? The girl from Scrubs. Oh,
I don't remember what her name was.
Anywho, when she. Yeah, where she hasn't seen Star Wars, and she pretended to like Star Wars just so Ted wouldn't, like, be super upset about it.
No, Ainsley was not a huge fan of the Goonies, and I still married her for some reason. I'm not sure why. But no, Ainsley enjoyed Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but the funny part about it was, because our kid's watching, and my kid's 10 years old, and there's certain suggestive stuff in there. That I'm like, it's a PG PG movie from the 80s. What do you expect?
Yeah.
We loved it.
So, for your ears out there, there were two moments that were kind of like, even got me and my 6-year-old daughter was watching it. One, when Napoleon was playing, he was bowling, and he fell, and he threw the ball, went in the gutter, and he was sliding, and he's saying shit in French, but the subtitles say shit, and he just goes shit, and it's a great moment. It's funny, but then I'm looking, I'm like, oh yeah, it's a PG movie, and my 6-year-old daughter is like, oh, what did that say? I couldn't read. I'm like, thank goodness my daughter can't read yet. Where I know your son can
he
read.
Can, so. But my son can't say a bad word to save his life. My favorite story, always that Ainsley always tells, is we went to Dick's Sporting Goods. And my kid will not call it Dick's Sporting Goods because he won't say Dick. I don't know why. It's not like he's not allowed to. So he was trying to talk to us about something. And Ainsley explained that Dick is just short for Richard. And so ever since then, it has always been Richard Sporting Goods instead of Dick Sporting Goods. And it always makes me laugh.
That is kind of funny. Your son also does not like the word but. And to get at him, sometimes Uncle Rick will run around and be like, is there anything on my butt? Do you see my butt? He hates the word butt. I know it's kind of mean, but I find it hilarious at times too.
I have not ever actually heard that one. I never noticed. I mean, I don't say butt around my kid enough. I'm gonna test that out.
Yeah, just do it. Just be like, hey, son, do I have anything on my butt? So breaking down Eternatus VMAX deck. The whole point of this beautiful deck is, you said it, Eternatus V. Mm-hmm. We've talked about him a couple times in this pod, so just a refresher. It's VMAX Pokemon, evolves from Eternatus V. It has a whopping 340 hit points. It's on the high end of VMAX cards, and has a beautiful, beautiful ability called Infinity Zone. If all your Pokemon in play are dark, you may have up to 8 dark Pokemon on your bench and can't play any other type of Pokemon. When this ability no longer works, discard your bench Pokemon until you have 5 left. And then the icing on the cake, for 1 darkness and 1 colorless, you got Dread End. This attack does 30 damage times the number of dark Pokemon. So you fill up the bench and your active spot is a whopping 270 attack points. It's awesome, and it's easy to fill your bench, but I'll get to it while we're discussing this deck. So you're going to run 4 Eternity VMAX, 4 Eternatus, and actually this Eternatus is not a really, it's not a bad V card. A lot of the new VMAX cards, their V cards suck. You're like, well, this sucks. I need to evolve it. But Eternatus V, his first attack is where it's at. So it's called Power Excel. For 1 colorless, again, colorless. Just wait till I get to you about this whole colorless stuff. It's awesome. You may attach 1 dark energy from your hand to 1 of your bench Pokemon. So if you got this on your first turn, or your second, you can attack, and you have another Eternatus V on your bench, you'd be able to use his attack, attach an energy to your Eternatus from the bench, and then on your following turn, you'll be able to attach, if one, your VMAX on top or the VMAX that you just evolved at the bottom. So you're always prep if, say, one of your Eternatus VMAXs get knocked out in the game, which you're going to try to avoid because VMAX, of course, is 3 prizes. So, you know, you don't want to keep losing VMAXs so early. So that's the main set. So you got 4 counts of Eternatus. You're going to play 2 Hoopas. And I back and forth between this version and kind of the Zapdos version from Darkness Ablaze. The Hoopa is like Zapdos from Team Up. For 1 energy, if this Pokemon was from your bench and switched to the active, it does an additional 90 damage. So it's a nice way to finish off any clean hits, any attack. If Eternatus V, of course, didn't knock out, say it went against another VMAX, because you're only doing 270. But I really like the Hoopa from Brain Farting, I apologize. It's Hoopa from Unified Minds. I am so sorry. For evil Evil Adamination? Adamination. No, Evil Abomination. There it is. Abomination. Okay. Say that four times, Fias. This attack is for one colorless, and it does 10+. This attack does 20 more damage for each of your opponent's Pokemon that has abilities. So what I'm thinking is, especially in the mirror match, all my Pokemon have abilities. So easily, if I'm playing another Eternatus deck versus my Hoopa, will easily do at least 100 attack for one energy. And I don't have to keep switching back and forth to bench to active to get that additional attack. And it's just right there. It's perfect in any situation that I need to be. And it's nice that it has that resistance to Psychic. It has resistance of 20. So if you're going against like a Malamar deck, Mew or the Mew 3, which you're not really going to see much of that right now, but hey, you still might. You don't rule out any deck. But again, it's Darkness has a weakness of fighting, and that's where you got to watch out. But thank goodness there's not a lot of good fighting cards to worry about in this format. And the support cards outside of that is 4 Crobat Vs, have to. You know, put a card to the bench, draw until you have 6 cards in your hand.
And it's dark.
And to help, yeah, and it's dark, and to help out with the maybe try to get a 1 KO with the Internus VMAX's attack, is we play 4 Galarian Zigzagoons for his headbutt ability when you play this Pokemon on for your hand to the field, place 1 damage counter to any of your opponent's Pokemon. So you could do a little chip in the beginning to make sure you get a knockout early for one of their bigger Pokemon. And that's the line. So we're looking at 4, 8, 12, 14, 18 Pokemon. It's kind of on the high end, but again, you want to try to get your bench as full as possible to make sure that your Eternatus VMAX does the full 270 when you're in early to mid game. Next up, we'll go into trainer cards. We're going to play 1 Black Market. The Black Market, easily, just play it. Then you have all your Dark Pokemon. It says, when a Dark Pokemon that has Dark Energy attached to it is knocked out by damage from your opponent's attack, the player takes 1 fewer prize card. So, Eternatus VMAX is 2 prizes. Or if it's Zigzagoon, or if it's Hoopa, they get 0 prizes. So it's a fun little card. I really, really enjoy it. And
I mean,
the good thing is tag team. So it's not.
I was also going to say that it also is just useful to have it in there just to take out another stadium if you're going against a difficult one. Just to be able to knock it out, even if you're not going to keep it there for a long time.
Oh, good. Just a little fun fact. I went against a Malamar deck against this deck, and it was Viridian Forest. Where in that situation, that just helped me. Because at one point, I had all 4 Professor Research in my hand. I was like, why? This doesn't help me. So I was, one, hoping to get a Marnie. Or two, I was discarding 1 at a per turn, so I just get an energy card. I was like, okay, I'm not going to use this one this turn. So item cards. We got 4 Quick Balls. Because it's the best search card. There's nothing better than Quick Ball. Discard a card, search a basic Pokemon, put it into your hand. 4 Scoop Up Nets, so you can be able to scoop up Zigzagoon back from your bench to your hand, so you can do additional damage with his headbutt. 2 Air Balloons, because you want to be able to move back and forth with your Eternatus VMAX. Yeah, it's the ability where he has 3 retreat costs. This makes 1. It's very easy to maneuver. So you got that. I play 2 Great Balls. Look at the top 7 cards from your deck. You may reveal the Pokemon you find there and put it into your hand. Shuffle the cards as we're just trying to pull whatever we can, because like you need to fill up the bench as quickly as possible. 2 Pokemon Communications, reveal a Pokemon from your hand and put it into your deck. If you do, search your deck for a Pokemon, reveal it, and put it in your hand. definitely early stages. If you're not getting, you really want to make sure you have Eternatus V to start off the game. So even if you had the Pokemon cards, you start the match, you didn't pull it, and you had Pokemon communication, it's definitely nice to be able to just switch that Pokemon from your hand to grab the Pokemon you need that instance, because you never know. The goal is to get the Eternatus out there as quickly as possible. You're going to play two switches, kind of on the low end, but we have so many tool cards and move around that it works out. We don't need to play four. I promise you don't have to play four. One great catcher, just in case you're going against GX Pokemon, discard two cards, switch your opponent's GX Pokemon for... switch your opponent's bench Pokemon, GX, or both to their active Pokemon. So, the Dendes, anything out there, bring them out there. Quick Ball Scoops. Yeah, and then that's all of it for item cards. So, for the supporters, we're going to play three bosses orders because it's beautiful. What should I call it? That I had this all cleaned up, I apologize. Three bosses orders, three Marnies, three Professor Research, no, four Professor Researches, and one Mellow and Lana for the ability to retreat and heal your Eternatus VMAX when needed. Now, energy, this is where it gets a little gooey. You're going to probably say, Pokedad Rick, why aren't you playing the new Darkness energy? It's a good energy. Don't get me wrong. As long as this is attached to a dark Pokemon, it costs no retreat cost. It's good. I know it's good, but you're not doing a lot of back and forth. We play enough switches and Melolana to get us in the situation that we need to be. And air balloons really help because we want to play capture energies. So for capture energies, as long as this card's attached to a Pokemon, it provides a colorless energy. When you attach this card from your hand to your Pokemon, search your deck for a basic Pokemon and put it onto your bench, then shuffle your deck. Right there. And what's great is Eternatus VMAX is one dark and one colorless. Hoopa is colorless. Everything you're running with goes with colorless. So you could play this. You don't waste your space when you're adding this energy card to your opponent, to your Pokemon. And then you get another Pokemon onto your bench to make sure you fill it up as quickly as possible. That's why I don't play the new Darkness energy. And then on top of that, we play 8 energies of just normal dark energy because it's kind of high, but you're going to need to pull what you need, go full-fledged, and start building your bench. But yeah, that's the card list. We'll definitely have it up. You'll be able to dissect it, look at it, and now we'll start discussing. What are your first thoughts on this, buddy? Were you like, this is pretty good, or are you part of the small group thinking that this deck might be overhyped and it's not as good as everyone thinks it's gonna be?
I don't think it's overhyped. I do think it's good. I think it would be overhyped if the energy cost for its what the heck is the ability of the VMAX? It is the Dread End. If Dread End was three energy, I think it would be a much more difficult, or even two Darkness energy would make it a much different game for this deck. But it's such low cost, and there's such a good transition and ability to move with flow through the deck with this setup that I think it'll be quite powerful. I think eventually we're going to see it be decently heavily countered because it's how popular it's probably going to be. But for now, I mean, I don't really see too many flaws with it. It's pretty well set up and fast.
I definitely like what you said, too. If it's two energies, now with Eternatus V Max and Dragapult V Max, both have one thing in common. They both have just two energies for their attacks. Where Eternatus VMAX does have the benefit of having one colorless and one dark, where Dragapult was both psychic energy. Right. So the ability to have such a strong attack Pokemon and have such a low cost that you could tell there's not much energy acceleration in this deck. It's attached by turn one. You got to make sure you have an energy for turn one, and attached by turn two, and you're set. So there's a couple things that you could do against this. Of course, there's Crushing Hammer. You're going to start seeing that more in more decks. We also saw a random Pikaram deck that I know I talked about last week, but it makes sense. If we're going against Dragapult, where it's two energies, and then they're using Nightmare Energy due to the fact that every time you attack it, you take on damage counters. But hey, you put that up, flip a coin, try to get that out of there. It's definitely going to be, like you said, people are going to start looking for it. But I feel like you won't see that until we see some kind of credit to this deck. Like if we start seeing these tournaments online and people are winning with it, then you will see more people starting to be more heavy towards trying to stop this deck.
I mean, so I'm going to look up Scent of Scorch really fast too, because I don't remember the energy cost in Scent of Scorch. So Scent of Scorch is also... The VMAX is also two colorless. So I think seeing stuff that removes energy, because these are going to be, I feel like these are going to end up being low energy decks because you don't require a lot to be able to get your abilities. So having those Crushing Hammers or ways to remove the energy off of a Pokemon is going to turn into a big counter meta shift, is how I feel like. Because if we're seeing Scent of Scorches, we're seeing Eternatus, we're seeing the Dragapult still, that's going to be all two energy type decks. So you're able to knock that out and slow them down. I think it can make a pretty big difference, especially after like the third round when everybody's kind of gone through a good chunk of their deck. I think it'll be interesting to see.
So I played Pokedad Adam a little bit last night with this deck to familiar myself, because I'm a purist. If I play one deck, I tend to just play that one deck. If it's minor changes or major changes, and then I'll focus on something else. Like, I know if a deck is done, if it's dead, of course I'll move on to a better deck. So, but I'm prepping myself and Pokedad Adam for the POG tournament, so I have to make sure I know what these decks do, and there's not enough time to get this stuff situated on PTCGO, because we got the POG tournament on the 22nd, and that gives us 1 week on PTCGO to mess around.
That and get everything you
need. So we're using Skype. Yeah, that too. And prices for codes right now are getting ridiculous for these online tournaments. You're looking, I've been seeing people trying to sell one code now anywhere from 75 cents to 95 cents. So going back on it, the tabletop simulator, I know there's a learning curve, but if you have a chance to just download that, and trust me, it's easy, and it's, you could do cool things with it. You could have your custom mats. And speaking of mats, I totally forgot to tell Scott about the special Marnie collection Champion's Path. I keep forgetting about that. It's just to put a small smile on his face. I played it against not a mirror dark deck, but it was a dark deck versus dark deck. And that was kind of fun. I set up a lot quicker than, say, the Weavile version of the dark deck. And then I went against Adam's Malamar. And I'll tell you this, Malamar, it sucks now. Like, it's just, you got a lot to work with. If you don't know exactly what Malamar does, is he has the ability to grab a energy from the discard pile and put it onto your bench Pokemon. So you have your bench full of Malamars, and then there's a Giratina where he has a special ability. If there's a Giratina in your discard pile, you may grab that Giratina back and put it on the bench. So you have these two attackers always coming back even after you defeat it. And it was a long match due to the fact that it was won prizes. So I had to try to kill things off shortly one by one. And he did play two fighting Pokemon that I don't remember exactly what the names were. But if he was able to pull it off, he could one-shot my Eternatus VMAX. So I made sure that he wasn't able to pull that off. But it turned into a very long, draining battle that I kind of lost interest in. I'm like, well, good thing there's going to be more, you know, stronger Pokemon. I don't know. But Pokedad Rick made a big error, mm-hmm. and it bums me out. But his Eternatus VMAX ability to do 30 for each dark Pokemon on your field is I kept forgetting to add him as my active. I was just counting the bench Pokemon, so he was just doing a whopping 240. And I was like, man. And he had Garchomp tag team out. And I did everything ready to win the match because he has 270 hit points. And I went up, set everything out, boss's order, brought him out. And then I was like, shit, I only do 240. And long story short, we fixed everything. I was able to win. But then this morning, I was going through everything to prep for this episode. Yeah. And I was like, I'm an idiot. And I text Adam. I was like, it's 270, man. I forgot to count the card itself. So that was a lot of fun.
Basically, you were just playing as a handicap attorney to this deck. Well, you were putting down 7 bench Pokemon instead of 8. You just giving yourself a bigger challenge.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I just want to lose. I just want to do that. But I am looking forward to see what other people do come up with different versions of this.
I mean...
So what are we going to do real quick Go ahead, buddy.
I mean, I was going to say, I feel like with how the monsters are set up, the only thing I think we're ever going to really see changed is maybe supporters and items. But there's not really going to be a lot of... At least not shift until we see what comes out in the next set for this when it comes to terms of Pokemon.
Oh, no. I agree with you. And that's a benefit. When you're adding different trainers and different item cards, that's how you let your personality show. Mm-hmm. Like, some people might not like playing Pokemon communication. So maybe they play 4 great balls instead. Or I play 3 Marnies. Maybe they don't like that. The ability of playing 3 Marnies. Maybe they want it 2 or whatever. Or the new trainers, if it's Pierre. No, yeah, right? Prairie? The new darkness. Yeah.
I don't... Okay, actually, we'll get into that.
I just don't want to think...
So, I don't
think... Yeah, go ahead.
Pierre is actually a good card for this set. And it's Pierce. The reason for it is that...
Pierce, there it is.
The ability is, just as a reminder for everybody, is search your deck for an energy card and a dark Pokemon, reveal them and put them into your hand, then shuffle your deck. With how I feel like this deck, with the rotations through Professor Research's, your Marnies, and your other things, you're going to end up pulling one of those 12, plus the capture energy. You're going to get that energy you need from this deck without the need to add this trainer in. Like, it's... You're better off with other trainer cards versus a Piers in my personal opinion for this specific dark deck. Piers might work in like an Obstagoon deck.
Yeah.
Potentially. But I don't see it working.
But like this. Or they don't want to use the capture energy and they want to use the new darkness energy card for free retreat. And then that frees up.
So you swap out your
air balloons. Like I wouldn't need to play air balloons.
Yeah, okay. So you can swap out air balloons and put in Piers and instead.
Oh, no, not Pierce. The new darkness energy instead of maybe 4 capture energies.
Right. So, but then you can swap out your air balloons and put, like, that gives you 2 more trainer cards, so you could potentially play 2 Pierce in that case as a way to get energy and another
Pokemon. Well, yeah, but I agree with you. I don't think it's a good card.
For this specific deck. I think it means
and I don't cards, think...
For sure.
Yeah, for this specific deck. And if you're looking for acceleration, I don't know, you don't really need that kind of acceleration in this deck, but like we talked earlier in this podcast, where Rose is grab 2 energy cards from your discard pile, attach it to any Pokemon, and discard your hand. Like, I just don't think you need that in this deck when your main attack is only 2 energies. But one thing's for sure. You're going to play 4 Crobats.
Yes, you are.
100%. That Crobat is what makes this deck beautiful. If there wasn't a Crobat in this set and this guy came out, I wouldn't be thrilled. Mm-hmm. to the fact that you need all darkness on the bench. It's not like you could throw a Dedenne and be like, okay, well, I'm going to make him a dark Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So
what I would like from this Rick Kremley Aven is, and because I don't really think I have too much more to add to this. I would like to, because you're shuffling. Like, I'd like us to kind of go through what our expected like first two turns with this deck would be. Just for those listening to get an idea of kind of how, at least how you play it or how you, it should be played in the initial turn to get that second turn or first turn this. I guess it would be second turn.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And then, just like we did with Rillaboom and Pika-Rom, I'm shuffling right now, so we get that better understanding. Hopefully I shuffled it well, because I put everything in back to an order to talk to you guys about what was all in this deck. So I'm gonna draw my seven cards, and watch, it's going to be like
all trains.
Pure crap.
All trains.
It's like, oh.
Pure crap.
Okay. Let's see. No. It's not. It's not bad. Okay. So I put my prizes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I prized away a Crobat, a Melolana, a Zigzagoon. Oof. 2 Eternus V cards and 1 Dark Energy.
It's a rough prize pool, man.
Yeah. But it's all good. So let's say I'm going first.
Sure.
The Pokemon I had out to start my turn was a Crobat V, which is a bummer because of losing his ability and knowing that is always a fun time. And bench Pokemon, I have no bench. So I'll start, I draw a card. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Okay. First turn, can't play any supporters, of course. So what we're gonna do is I have 2 Quick Balls, 2 Crobat Vs, Professor Research, and a Capture Energy. So what I can do here, there's 2 things here. I will play Quick Ball, and I will get rid of Professor's Research because I can't play it on the first turn. I'm going to grab Eternus V out of my deck. Shit. Where is it? Okay. Ooh, they're all at the top. It's like, and I shuffled pretty good. I did Yu-Gi-Oh! Shuffle. I did, like, if these were real card shuffles. All right. All right. So we got the Eternus. I'll put that on the bench. Let's see here. Probably the best way to do is, since I have Crobat on the bench, and I have 2 Crobats in my hand. I only can use 1 Crobat ability per turn, and I have another Quick Ball. So the best way to do is probably to make sure that I have Eternus VMAX in my hand, so I can able to involve it for next turn. So what I'll do is, oh, this is a tough situation, buddy. Like, do I get rid of a Crobat for a Quick Ball?
I mean, I feel like...
Or do I... I feel like I need draw power.
Yeah.
Because, like, I need a... Well, I already have 2 Crobat. You know what? That's what I'll do. Whatever. Quick Ball, Crobat. So I'm going to go grab in my hand. And for that situation... I'll grab Eternus VMAX. And the most important thing to do on your first turn when you can't play supporters is get everything set up as quickly as possible and make sure you have 1 energy attached. Mm-hmm. And lucky for me is I have both energies in my hand. I have a dark and a capture energy. So what I'm going to do is just I'm going to play capture energy. Put that on my turn as V, go through my deck. I'm just going to grab Hoopa, and I'm going to put Hoopa on the bench. Dun, 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 dun. Actually, or I could grab Eternatus. I think I'll just grab another Eternatus, just to be safe. Start building the VMAX on my bench. So then I have the other Eternatus on the bench. Ba, ba, ba. So at this point, we have a Crobat inactive, Eternatus V, two Eternatus Vs on the bench. And that's giving us a nice little head start. And to continue that, I will play Crobat onto the bench to draw up to six cards in my hand. I have two currently. So that's one, two, three, four. And that gave me three Dark Energies, a Hoopa, and a Quick Ball. So it's pretty rad. So what I'll do is I'll just put Hoopa on the bench. I will end my turn.
You have any energies out right now or no?
And then, yeah, one energy. I use the capture energy on Eternatus V to grab another Eternatus V to put on the bench. So, so what we got in this situation is whatever my opponent does, maybe attacked Crobat. It's a tough situation. You don't know. But say you didn't attack. You just set up. So turn two, I draw, and I have a grand total of four Darkness Energies and a Quick Ball. So if I want to get Eternatus VMAX out this turn, I can't. So what I would do is I would involve the one that has the Capture Energy, put the Darkness Energy onto my Eternatus V, and I would have to end my turn because I'm not going to use my Quick Ball because I already know that my Glass Crobat is in my prizes. I would have known that already by going through my deck as multiple times as I did, but that goes there. Worst case scenario, my opponent goes maybe knocks out my Crobat. We could just say that. Knocks out the Crobat, and I bring out Eternatus V on third turn. I get to draw. And then, so on my bench currently, I have an Eternatus V, a Crobat, a Hoopa, and I drew a Zigzagoon. So I will put Zigzagoon down onto the bench, put one damage counter on my opponent, and I have two options here. I have three Dark Energies and a Quick Ball in my hand. I will put down one Dark Energy. Now, the question is like, do I put on my Hoopa or do I put on my other Eternatus? I'd probably put it on my other Eternatus. Just...
That's honestly, go ahead. I would put on my Eternatus is what I would do.
Yeah. So I would put on my Eternatus, play Quick Ball, discard a Dark Energy, go back to my deck. I currently have four Pokemon on my bench. And I would look like one. I would look for my other Hoopa, or I will because I don't want to use Zigzagoon due to the fact that I don't get his ability from. Oh no, I'm fine. I could grab another Zigzagoon. I'm using Quick Ball. In my head, I thought I was using Capture Energy. So once you get that situated, you could do two things. If say I was trying to go for a bigger KO, which right now I really can't. I put one damage counter on his Pokemon. Put Zigzagoon down onto the bench. That gives me 5 plus my attack. So what? 30, 60, 90,
10.
120, 150, 3, 6, 9. Where do you get?
Because you have Eternatus. So you have 5 on the field and you have Eternatus. That's 6 total, right?
Yeah, 3, 6, 9, 9, 9. It's 180.
Oh, I know. Right? I was exactly wrong. That's why I was adding those into it too. So,
oh, okay.
It still would have been 200. My bad.
So 180. Yeah, 180 plus the two Zigzagoons is 200, and depending on what situation, that could be a big chunk or it could be whatever. But like in most cases, say he sets up and he hits me hard on turn. This will be going to be what, turn 4 now, right? So the situation would be grab that. He's probably hurt, which is okay. It's very rare that you've got a one hit. We're in kind of a new two hit prize situation. So I draw my card, and this is in the perfect example of this situation. Say whatever he finishes off. I drew a scoop up net. I could take the Zigzagoon, put the Zigzagoon back on the bench, add another damage counter to maybe a different Pokemon due to the fact that I'm, you know, in that situation, and I could finish off his, so let's just say it was a GX of some sort. Maybe it was just a two prize GX. So I'm grabbing two prizes. And from that, I got Mellow Lana and Crobat V. And then that's pretty much it. So what I could do in that situation next turn, if he decides to KO the Eternatus VMAX, if that's a possibility, which I don't think so, if it was the main Pokemon that I finished off, he might be able to do some damage. But as you could see through us discussing, it was really easy to make sure Eternatus VMAX was fully powered up by turn two. And that's why it's so disgusting, because it's only two energies, and then you're good to go. And then you always got to make sure you have backup, because, you know, if you're giving up three prizes, then you're only one more Eternatus VMAX away from your opponent winning the game. But I really do. I like this deck. It's not quite my playing style.
I think Scott will enjoy it.
But it's
a lot.
I feel like, yeah. But what if I was gonna get to that point too. If I was going to teach someone how to play Pokemon, I feel like this is a really easy deck to learn.
Yeah.
So like a learning curve for this deck is pretty easy. So because all you're doing is evolving, attaching, nothing crazy, no weird, like, I have to play this 100% correct or I'm going to lose the match. You can, what's the best way? You could autopilot to some extent and still get away with it.
I agree.
But overall, you're going to see this a lot in the POG tournament, and I'll give this deck an 8.75 out of 10 for sure.
I don't know if I have a scale for it, because I haven't really scaled anything. I mean, a Vileplume deck is a 10.
No, I know.
So.
This is a 4.
This is obviously a 4. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, that's good. Check it out. Have fun with it. Play around with it. We'll have the list up. And we're one step closer, Pokedad, Aaron, and I, of getting our Discord ready. And we came up with a really fun idea, too, where Discord members will be able to grab proxies of every deck that we talk about on this podcast for free. Well, whatever free, whatever you're paying to get into our Discord. But once you have that bundle of joy, then you're able to get the decks that we have. So there's no searching for what cards you want. It's just like, oh, here's the deck we talked about on this episode of the podcast. You go in there, the PDF will open up, and you just hit print. And then all the cards are the correct size, and all you have to do is cut them. I'm not separating. I'm not doing that. You got to cut them. So.
I mean, unless you want to come to his house and pay him a little bit extra.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that too. We can always use more money for Pokemon, so.
One golden Rillaboom.
You ready to open some packs, bud? Yeah, for you. All right, let's open some packs. Go ahead.
Say, yeah,
one gold Rillaboom
for Rick to cut your cards for you. But you have to come to this house also.
And
two stipulations there.
Yeah. But it doesn't even benefit me. It benefits our buddy over here. So
should always be a benefit to you.
Oh, I agree. You're right.
All right, let's open some packs.
All right. So looking for us, we got some beautiful Darkness Ablaze packs. And today, instead of three, we're going to do four because I wanted one of each artwork. So that sounds great. And Scott, you've been gone the longest. What's the order?
Geez, what do we have? We have a Charizard, we have a Centiscorch, is that the Eternatus, and what's that, is that...
He's like, I forgot, it's the dark Pokemon that looks like a...
Is that Grimmsnarl?
Yes, yeah, you got it.
So let's do... Ooh, that's a tough one. We'll do Sendoscorch, because I frankly am, that's like my least favorite, to be honest with you. Then Grimmsnarl.
Okay.
Then
this is the top one.
Charizard, then Eternatus, because I love Eternatus.
Okay. Boom. All right, that's cool.
Rick does not approve.
And then Aaron, I'll let you read the first co. Oh no, I don't care if Charizard.
I heard him saying that. He was insulted.
I like Charizard. Don't get me wrong.
All right, what?
9, Kyle, Larry, X-Ray, 7, Larry, Kyle, Wood, Yolanda,
lame,
Mike, Cat, Thomas, Thomas.
Yeah. It's TT. You should have just said titty titty, man.
I should have. I was also thinking Thomas the Train.
Fuck.
Dark energy.
Ooh.
Very appropriate. Pokemon Breeders Nurturing.
It's two people breeding. Very sexy.
Fetchinder. Close. Fletchinder. I didn't see the L. Hiding energy.
Sexy.
Meltan. I like that art.
Zoltan.
Zoltan. A Marini? Marini. I'm going with that, yeah. A Purloin? Oh, Starly? An Aron?
Hey, Aron.
It's only got one A. It's only Aron. Jigglypuff is the shiny. That could be the shiny version. And a
Alright. That's a doll with the centipede art pack.
Yes. See, I told you that one would suck ass.
That's fine. I'll do this one.
So what we learned is do not get
Grimmsnarl.
The Scent of Scorch packs. They're bad.
Okay.
Scott.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like sending this so you guys can see it, but you don't need it. We got Heather Cock, X-Ray, Leonardo, Heather, Leonardo, Boik, Tit Tit, Cat, Cat, Henry, X-Ray.
I like the Heathercock.
Could be Harry.
We have Water Energy, Big Paracel, Pierce, Vanillish, Feebas, Passiminion. Passiminion. He's a monkey. He's a fighting Passiminion.
Passiminion.
Yeah, Passiminion. That's better. Fletching, Wimpot, Grimer. We have a hollow Kumboskin. Oh, this is with, what's her face? Yeah, Torchic. Mm-hmm. Talk about an old school starting Pokemon. Oh, sick. Our hollow rare is Arctozolt.
Oh,
with the ability of every time your opponent puts, every time you put a energy card down on your, when your opponent plays an energy card, put 2 damage counters on that Pokemon. So that's something definitely I want to mess around with Sableye and Applin deck. So that'd be kind of fun. I'm looking forward to that. But cool, we got one.
Fun fact about Arcazolt, whenever I fucking use the bones and shit in the game, that's the only one I could make of the 4 new Pokemon. Yeah. That's crazy. What the hell?
Who wants to read the code for Charizard?
I'll do it.
All right, I'm gonna ruin it for you.
Okay.
Oh man. All right. Let's go with Hermione. Oh, what's a good one for M? Fuck. Mosier, Goober, Cock, Jock, Six, Lick, Titty, Titty, Karen, Walter, 2-6.
Wow.
Got a lot of TTs. That's 3 in a row. We all got TTs.
Very impressed. Psychic energy. Here we go. Oh, we have a Corvisquire. Very nice. A Luna Tone. Never heard of it. Struggle Gloves. We all can use some of those. A Spinarak. A Larvesta. Not too bad, actually. Not bad. Ooh, Hippopotas. Yes, that's really clever.
Nice.
Very clever. A Golett. Very annoying Pokemon. The Skitty, made of Skittles. Another shiny Skitty, made of shiny Skittles. And... Oh, Salamence baby! What were we just talking about? V-card, son. V-card. Boom.
There it is. We got... struck gold on our first openings of Darkness Ablaze on the pod. That's pretty exciting.
Look, I would say so far the order that I have picked has been pretty fucking good.
Here, what? I'll let you do this.
Hairy balls, penis, 949. Queen,
nice.
Dick, x-ray, titty, titty, four, lick.
So many titties.
Yeah, so many titties.
Dash between the teeth in that case.
And there's a gap.
Steel energy. Oh, no, Scott's supposed to read off the cards.
Oh, okay, I'll do it. This is steel. Very good. Oh. Now, here it comes. Ooh, another hiding energy. Hide that cack. This is a Fletchinder. Very German.
I really like the art of that card.
Yeah, that's pretty ballin'. Mm-hmm. Gotharita. She's in high school. Torchic. Ooh, this is another Aaron. Aaron. A Rookidee. It's a good, helpful starter Pokemon in the game. Wishy Washy. This like one makes friendship. No sense to me, to be honest with you, but here we are. A Pansage.
Yeah, Wishy Washy.
Ooh, a shiny Escavalier. Very pretty card.
Oh, that's hollow. That's a hollow rare, yeah.
And ooh, Tyranitar. Oh, nice. Very nice. Big fan of this card. Love the art.
Nice, man. Three out of four hits. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. You're sick.
Scott, since this is your first week back that we are officially now giving away our pulls to a lucky listener, what question of the week would they have to answer to get a chance to win this Salamence V card?
So how we do it is there's something we've talked about in the podcast, and basically they have to answer something about the podcast that you could decide. Last time it was how many Vileplumes did I say were going to end up in a Darkness Ablaze if I had the option to put Vileplumes in the deck or in the boosters. Oh,
we had so many different answers. Oh, that was great. And then last week with Adam, we just asked who his co-host was for special conditions.
Okay. So here we go. What was my first favorite card for Darkness Ablaze that I said I liked?
That's a good one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So make sure you hit us. You can email us. You can hit us in the DMs. We're Pokemon. I always do that. Pokedads TCG. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you want to do the old-fashioned email, it's pokedadstcg@gmail.com. And if you made it this far, it's a little cleanup. We appreciate it. If you're listening to us on Spotify, make sure you hit that follow button. We pop on every Friday. But it's also nice to get a little reminder when you pop on your Spotify that morning. You're like, oh, it's Pokedads. Yes! Best day of the week. Woo. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please just take the 2 cents. 2 cents. 2 cents.
Two sex, huh?
Now you have 2 cents.
God. 2 cents for 2 sex.
Yeah. The two sex. The 2 seconds to leave a 5-star review that deeply helps us get the name out there, able to find us. And, you know, if this episode didn't totally do it for you, but, you know, others' episodes did, that's why. You give the 5 stars because you like us. And, thank you again. Happy Darkness Ablaze. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we can't wait to see you guys next week. And hit us up on Instagram with all your polls this weekend. We want to know how many Charizards you got and Crobat full art cards, because that's the card I want the most too, because it's flipping pretty. And then, as always, I'm Pokedad Rick.
Pokedad Scott.
I'm Pokedad Aaron. And may the polls forever be
hope you guys have
yes.
This guy.
I don't have a good one. That's good.
I hope you guys have a wonderful morning, evening, night, all this other time. Listen to the Pokedads, even though it's getting longer and longer. We don't know when these episodes ever going to end. It's going to end right now. So deuces. Peace. See
I cannot do this. Trying to turn against my fan base. I'm building a brand here.